This one definitely hurts. With what stake it this season, I mean, this game was important. Obviously, I mean, there's still everything in our hands, but for what this game means to this team and the state, you know, with how Adrian played, I mean, it's disappointing to go out and throw two interceptions. There's a couple more plays besides that that I wish I could have back, and it's disappointing. But you know, all I can do is come back to work tomorrow and try to keep getting better. And you know, I really appreciate the guys on this team and the staff and the coaches and Coach Frazier you know, for supporting me and being there. And I'm going to come back to work and work hard. And I got to keep getting better. Obviously, got to move on and put this one behind us.
You sort of talk about that first interception and what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean, Jenkins tried to uncover back to the middle, and as a quarterback, don't throw across your body.
Christian, you had a drive in the first half where you were hot. You guys had the long drive. I think you had about 7 completions. Did anything change after that? Did they change their defensive look or anything?
No, they didn't change anything. I mean, it's on us. It's on me. I mean, it starts and ends with me, and you know, they didn't change anything, no.
Christian, your position in Natros, you're going to make some mistakes here and there, but is this one where, based on when your mistakes came, do you feel like this loss is on you?
Definitely. You know, one in the red zone and then one driving to get in the end zone. Yeah, it, for sure. I mean, and there's other plays besides that I wish could have back, and it hurts. I mean, it definitely hurts, but, you know, that's football. That's quarterback position, and I can't let it get me down. I mean, you know, I got to move forward, and if I let this affect me and affect the next game, that's unfair to my teammates. It's unfair to me, and you know, I got to swallow it and learn from it and come back to work tomorrow.
Do you categorize the one in the end zone as a bad decision, or if you put more air under that?
I've got to see it on film, but you know, I mean, one of the number one rules as a quarterback is don't throw across your body across the middle, and especially when it's late in the down, and that's exactly what I did. So I thought he was coming open, and maybe I could have thrown a better ball, but I probably shouldn't have thrown it at all.
Second one just gets behind Kyle crossing.
Yeah, man coverage. He had him beat, and I had to step up. Was a little late on the throw and left it behind him. I mean, it's my job to put it where only Kyle can catch it, and I left it behind him, and guy made a good play.
Was that an occasion, too, where you could have set your feet maybe a little bit better? It looked like you started to step up.
Yeah, I think I kind of ran up in the pocket and then tried to throw it without setting my feet, and definitely should have set my feet.
Second half, did they take him away a little bit, or was it more of an effort on you guys' part to get some other guys open?
I mean, we weren't trying to get the ball to Kyle every play. I mean, obviously, we were trying to spread the ball around, and but you know, their defense played well, and they took certain things away, and I just got to continue to try to find the open guy.
Are there open guys?
Yeah, they're open guys, yeah.
Couple last ones.
Looked like Leslie stopped and had a word with you. Anything you care to share?
I mean, he was just supportive of me, and you know, just said we're continuing to learn, and he's there for me. So,
thank you.